Unfortunately, Republicans refused to even consider the possibility of raising from revenue by closing some loopholes that benefit only the wealthy and the well-connected. The president, in a sign of his willingness to compromise, included those entitlement changes into the formal offer and middle-class families to make sacrifices in pursuit of reducing the deficit and not ask the wealthy and well-connected to make some sacrifices too. That it's just not fair and it's not good policy. And why they think that it's good policymaking to ask senior citizens and veterans and middle-class families to make sacrifices, but say that corporations and wealthy individuals and well-connected individuals shouldn't have to bear any of that responsibility or make any of those sacrifices, it doesn't make sense. It's not fair and it's not good policy. And if we're going to ask seniors and others to make sacrifices by changing entitlement programs, then we're also going to ask corporations and well-connected individuals to give up some of their tax loopholes. I'm saying that it would not be fair to just ask seniors to make a sacrifice in support of reducing the deficit without also asking the wealthy and well-connected to give up some of their tax loopholes.